The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
The Maya, the
Radio Los Angeles.
The answer.
You got the question.
We have lots of questions.
We are the answer. Bum, 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 bum.
In fact, if you have any questions, this is a live call-in show. Feel free to give us a call at...
That's going
to
be 866-870-KRLA.
One more time.
866-870-5752.
Okay, so this is the Gunslinger Hour where we talk nothing but fun with firearms and anything else that comes along.
The Dewey Decimal System periodically.
A lot of bit of everything.
Tatting lace doilies, I tell you what.
Yeah.
We're a party of inclusion.
Yeah, so as the worm turns, the story of Gunslinger and our relocations. So this week, nothing really much to report.
You got to spice that up a little bit.
Well, yeah, okay. So we had an A, B, C, and D plan this week, okay? Plan A, I managed to get the landlord's number, and I had a friend of ours mm-hmm. call him who's an attorney, and not my attorney, but just an attorney, and we had him call just to say hi.
Hey.
And, is there any chance at all that you could just, be like, a nice person and just let Jeff stay?
Can we just cool this up a bit?
And he said no.
Really?
Yeah. He seemed, according to our friend, he said he was very polite and very, apologetic, but he's just bound and determined to not let me stay. So there goes plan A.
And you've never really been given any substantive reason.
Insurance is what he's claiming. The insurance went up and
wait, didn't you offer to pay the insurance?
Well, I offered to supplement it. In fact, I offered to pay $1,000 a month more rent to boot, but that didn't go either. And, the thing is my insurance guy, he claimed to our friend that my insurance went up this year, and my insurance actually did not go up one penny this year. So I don't know where that info is coming
from,
but whatever.
Those stats are wrong.
So anyway, plan A is out the window. We kind of figured it was going to be that way anyhow. So plan B, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we found a pretty nice location. Everything's real good. It's a good-looking building. It's unfortunately in with a chain store who has, I read them, all kinds of, they have a rider in their lease agreement that disallows things like adult entertainment and mortuaries.
No clown schools.
Yeah.
What do you mean no clown schools?
Yeah. No allowing of selling of cars on the lot, and no government buildings, no medical buildings, no...
It was a pretty broad and a very diverse, if I may, very
no
diverse
soup
collection
for you.
Of you can't.
Yeah, no soup sales.
No soup.
Yeah. So we're still on hold on that one.
So you're trying to get a variance for that, right?
Yeah, we're trying to get them to give us an exemption and let us get in there. And then plan C, we found another location in another place. It's fairly close to the shop now, about 2.5 miles away. But it's in another city that I kind of am a little concerned about being in. And it's also, it's in a really nice shopping center, but it's dead nuts in the crux
in the back.
Yeah, and so that's going to be plan C.
If by the end of this week
we don't get plan B going, I'm
the meter's running, right?
Yeah, it really is. I have till June 9th, and let me tell you, if you walk into Gunslingers in Glendora, people think we're shutting down. We're not shutting down, folks. We're just moving. We're
going to
be there. Yeah, we're going to be there hell or high water
until June 9th. What?
Well, until June or earlier, if I can get the heck out,
exactly.
As soon as we find a place. And then plan D was another place that was in Glendora. And this is kind of a bare bones building.
A lot of bees, buddy.
Right?
Alliteration all over the place.
So we looked at, well, I looked at it, and it's there's nothing in it at all. I mean, there's no ceiling. There's no flooring. There's kind of, it's just a 1,600 square foot open room.
It's a void.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Wait. Let's not shy away from this. You got bowling on one side, right? Got a pitching machine on the other. 1,600 square feet of open.
Just open. And so,
but we can do what we can in there now.
Well,
you can have your pitching machine, yes. Yeah,
so it was still kind of plan D, and then they gave me the price. And they're more expensive than plans A, B, or C.
For a hole?
And I'm talking, it's on Route 66, but unfortunately, it's about 40, 50 yards off.
Okay.
So, I mean, you got to know where I'm at in order to know where I'm at, if you follow my drift here.
You don't want to be the biggest secret in Glendora.
We were when we were on Arrow Highway.
Yeah.
You know, I was the place that everybody daily. How long you been here? 12 years. Oh.
I've never saw that before. Yeah, I've driven past 1,000 times.
Yeah,
how funny.
Like, well, I guess you should pay more attention when you drive, you jackass. But anyway, so plans A, B, C, and D. B and C are still alive. A and D are pretty much dead in the water. And we're just holding firm and hoping for the best. So that's the story on Has the Worm Turns for Gunslingers this week.
So if anybody local has an E, F, G, or an H plan, feel free to call us in, Egg Timer.
Again, we are a call-in show, folks. So if you have any locations or you have any ideas of where we should go, 866-870-5752. One more time, 866-870-5752.
Yep.
And then, other than that, you already picked up another 100 guns earlier this week.
Yeah, we have been so busy. You know, we picked up a huge collection last week.
Mm-hmm.
This week on Monday... Okay, so this is what it's like for just a day in my life. Okay, get up at, you know, O-Dark 30, get ready, got the Sprinter van in my truck, and my son Andy, who's back, you know, happily back working for me again.
Welcome back.
Yeah, he's gonna meet us at 8 o'clock. My oldest son Jeff and him and I are all gonna go out to some place called Johnson Valley.
Oh, you would not like it if I cut off your Johnson.
Or my Valley. But anyway. So imagine driving from the 15 going north to Bear Valley Road, turning right on Bear Valley Road, going till it dead ends.
I know that neighborhood. Making the left turn?
No, you make a right, you're heading to Double R Bar.
Yeah.
Okay, you get all the way till it dead ends, and then you turn right, and you pass Double R Bar, and you go another 15 minutes, and it turns and heads east, and there's a sign that says, Big Bear this away.
Egypt this way.
Kind of, sort of, because 32 miles past that sign.
32 miles.
32 really? Miles.
They don't really... Is there really a name for that place?
Yeah, Johnson Valley. There's a guy named Johnson and a guy named Valley. And that's it. They're the only two people that live
there. They're
not
very creative, but you know what? They got a lot of land.
Yeah. So anyway, Andy had told me before we left he wasn't feeling very good. And, you know, his stomach was kind of upset. So it's like, well, are you going to be able to go? Yeah, I'm fine. We'll go. So we get on the road. We're on, we get on Bear Valley Road. And we're cruising along. And all of a sudden, I see my Sprinter van just plow off the side of the road.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh, no. So, you know, I get on the phone and I call. I pull over, too, and I call him, and he doesn't answer. And I'm like, oh boy, what is wrong with the stupid Sprinter van? You know, I mean, right. It's 2020. Nothing should be wrong
with
it. So all of a sudden, I hear the sound of somebody
regurgitating their last meal,
and the meal before that, and the meal before that.
What's his name?
There's a stomach bug going around, and apparently landed both feet right on his stomach, and he was just
props for trying, man.
Yeah, he was sick as a dog, and I told when he finally got on the phone, he said, "Oh, I don't feel too good. You want to go home? No, okay." So we get there. Unfortunately, he was, and he's a strong kid, and he's a big help at all of these things. He couldn't do anything.
No.
I told him, you sit in the truck. Me and Jeff filled up the back of the truck with this ammo, and I said, go home. Take Jeff home.
That was like 2.5 tons of ammo or something like that.
I mean,
it was a lot.
It was definitely a low rider leaving there.
Right.
So then... I get there. I got to make, model, serial number on the sheet. Then got to put them into the rugs. Then got to get them out to the van.
Right, that's a
for 100 guns.
By yourself.
Pretty much. Then got, you know, on the road and drove from, you know, Johnson and Valley's home all the way
to
Orange.
It takes forever because I know that neighborhood. You're stopping. You're taking pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You're stopping at the art museum.
No, the best part is we swapped. He took my truck home. I got the van now, right? I got still a ton of ammo in it because not all of it fit in truck. So the back of the van is loaded down with a bunch of ammo, 100 firearms. And the wind kicked up like you would not believe. I am getting like...
Sprinters are known for their dexterity in the wind.
I am being blown all over the road. And, you know, just for the hell of it, I'm posting on Facebook going, woohoo! You know?
It's a great first. Whale, yeah. Moby Dick.
Yeah, you know, I mean, unbelievable.
Thank God for the ton of ammunition in the back.
Something's got to weigh you down.
I could not believe it. I am blowing all over the road and, you know, sandstorm, you know, just... It was incredible.
One side of the van is white now. The other side's primer.
Kind of, sort of. And I actually posted, you know, anybody watch Archer? It's my favorite show. I posted, you know, I've now entered into the danger zone.
Danger zone.
Woohoo! Lana!
Oh,
it was classy. Great. But anyway, so
all's well that ends well.
Yeah, no, I got back to the shop about 3 o'clock. The missus picked me up there because, you know, I have no ride home. The Sprinter van stays there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I unloaded everything, got everything done. Jeez. She picks me up, takes me to Glendora because my Corvette, my 63 Vet, after 2.5 years of being down, is finally up and ready to go.
Wait.
So I had to drive
it's running?
Oh, it is not
carburation
running.
Carburation sorted out?
It is screaming.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you.
It had like an LS engine.
It's got an LS3 6.2 in it. Yeah, about 475 horsepower. Absolutely. And let me tell you, I got so many dirty looks. It was awesome.
My favorite drive.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But you know what? We got some phone calls. Let's get to our friend Richard at the airport. Richard, how are you?
Good evening, you rhinestone-covered gunslinger.
Well, sand-covered anyway. But what's going on, Richard? What can we do for you tonight?
I want to know what you consider is the best manufactured BB gun today, the best deal in a BB gun.
Well, I'm gonna tell you flat out, Richard, there's lots of really nice pellet guns.
Yeah,
there's not really a lot of good BB guns. I mean, Daisy still makes the Red Ryder.
Yep, classic.
Outside of that, I don't really see much in BBs anymore.
Yeah, the air pellet guns are kind of where they've moved.
I mean, you can get those Olympic style. Walther makes a unbelievable pellet rifle.
Guns can be pinpoint accurate, and they can be powerful enough to harvest like little varmints and rodents.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
22s, as Jeff said, 22s, they're just... Unless there's something out there, and please feel free to call in, those are kind of claptrappy at this point.
You mean BBs?
BBs.
I was given a BB rifle.
Mm-hmm.
It was from the 1940s. I don't remember the make, but boy, it was powerful. You cock it and it would shoot. It would work really good.
Mm-hmm. The reproductions that they have out for the new airsoft pellet guns and BB, like the airsoft guns, they have HKs. They've got Steyr stuff. They make them look just like the real stuff.
And if it's from the 40s, it's likely a Beeman.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. But is it
Beeman or a Daisy? Yeah.
Mm. What's that, Richard?
Is it any good?
Yeah. I mean, they're okay. Understand that the BBs... You know, it's a smooth bore. It's
no accuracy is what he's trying politely to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like shooting a knuckleball.
You got to kind of have those
every time.
Fingers crossed when you're shooting each one.
The good news is,
got to send it on its way.
Yeah, so.
Sometimes they have that reservoir of 500 BBs, so it's a lot of knuckleballs.
Yeah, you got to try.
Yeah.
And what is the average BB made out of?
Copper.
They used to be copper. Now they are copper-coated, something even cheaper.
Yeah,
I would imagine
because
so.
Because copper is a kind of rare material.
Yeah. I'm wondering if there's zinc.
Zinc would make sense, although there's not a lot of weight to that.
Yeah.
But...
Well, all I can tell you is me, a Daisy Winchester 94 lever-action rifle, killed about $50,000 to $75,000 worth of baseball cards in my bag. Yeah, I can't say
that. Was fun.
I did the same thing to Life magazines.
Oh boy,
what were we thinking?
I used to draw a little man on him when I was like 9 years old. Remember Jemco? I went to Jemco, and you know, I had saved my money for months and months, and I got that Winchester 94 Daisy. You couldn't lever it like a lever gun because it would kill your hand. You had to grab a hold of it,
brace
your whole thing
yourself,
and just crank, and then shoot one round out of it. And I used to shoot. And I know I had Nolan Ryan rookie card. 1968,
no,
two-piecer.
No freaking way.
And yeah, it
ended straight through the heart.
Full of holes, you bet. Anyway, Richard, we're running out of time, so give me your joke, and we got to go.
Okay, what do you call a machine gun that shoots tranquilizers?
Heavenly.
Ooh.
I don't
it's
know.
Snoozy.
Called what?
A snoozy.
Oh.
A snoozy.
As was that joke, Richard. Okay. Richard, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Richard.
Here, man.
Okay, take care. All right, folks, this is a Gunslinger Hour. We got Linda from Burbank on the line. We'll get to her. We got Rick from the CRPA. Okay. Rick, hang on. I'm going to get to Linda first, and then we'll get to Rick from the CRPA. This is a Gunslinger Hour right here on K.
All right,
and we'll be right back. Yeah.
Outside of Chicago is the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, he a gambler, and he likes it.
Oh, I'm doing the wrong line. Welcome back, everybody, to the Gunslinger Hour. As promised, real quick, let's get to Linda in Burbank. Linda, how can we help you?
I remember 3 weeks ago you were talking about how you can get the young people into shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if anybody has any kids, grandkids, nieces and nephews, like I have, a niece and nephew. When my niece and nephew were six, I bought them a cap gun. For their when their birthday came.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, for them to use the cap gun, I showed them, safety in using the gun. I showed them how to, keep the gun down, always keep it down when they're not using it.
Good.
For gun safety.
Absolutely.
So when they grow up, they're now pro-gun.
Good. Excellent. I mean,
started young.
It used to be that way. Now, good luck finding a cap gun or any kind of firearm.
Got to wait for the ice cream man to come by.
Oh, there you go. Okay, very good. I couldn't agree with you more.
Absolutely.
The worst thing you can possibly do with a firearm is tell a kid, see that? Don't look at it.
Don't ever. Right?
Yeah, you stay away from this. You put it right there on the table, say, what do you want to know? And then all the excitement and adventure of it just goes away.
Yeah.
I did this with all my sons, raised four, and they just look at it. It's like, oh, that's it?
You don't want that curiosity in there. Yeah. Don't turn your children into cats.
Just let it go. Anyway, Linda, we got to get to Rick on the CRPA, so thanks for the call and
appreciate
the advice.
Absolutely.
Take care, and let's get to our friend Rick. How are you?
Wonderful. Hey, guys, I just wanted to say on that not the last call, but the one before that, about the air rifles.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you guys know, the Hackson Pile Driver is amazing. It shoots 50 caliber, and you can take all sorts of big game with it. So there's many states that are allowing them, and it throws out like 850 pounds.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, so our little BB guns have grown up.
Dang.
Yeah, 50 cal, considering a regular BB is what,
1.177?
Yeah. And these things come, like that one happens to come in 45, 50, and 72 caliber.
Well, of course it does.
72 caliber?
Yep.
So you can just go to any bowling supply store and pick up a bowling ball.
Malted milk ball, whatever you got to shoot. Anyway, Rick, what is going on? How was your week in Excremento?
Excremento? It was actually really good. It was really long this week. Out to the rest of the staff, we did two range conventions in two different parts of Northern California, and were able to minister to about 65 ranges and make sure that they got new people trained up to be the range safety officers and chief range safety officers. They could self-train their new staffs and things like that. So that will help keep programs going. So hats off to our training department. And we had a fundraiser yesterday down here in Southern California out at Bass Pro. Hats off to the people, Bob Miner, who runs that place. Great guy. And then we took the grassroots team, and that was from 27 of our 40 chapters. We had representatives show up. We had 24 half-hour appointments in one day in the Capitol set up for the team, broke them up into smaller groups. And each team got about 3 hours with different members, which we were hoping for, but you don't always get, and got a lot more time with each of them. The team that I had, we had a good time, got to go see Democrats and Republicans. But what really made it bittersweet for us was we had some testimony on Senator Blake Spear's firearms bill, which was trying to go do an end run and still get micro-stamping in. And after embarrassing him with some really good questions and points and testimony, Senator Wiener went off and said, well, none of this makes any sense because the Supreme Court is telling us we should listen to a bunch of old white landowners, and that's all that owns guns are old white people. And the very next day when we walked the Capitol, we had people of color, we had predominantly women, we had men, and we had a 17-year-old trap champion who went right up to the office and said what she had to say. And it really pushed back on some of the narrative in there when they were there on the 248th anniversary of Lexington Concord. So it was really good.
That's too delicious.
Mm. Yeah, and we also got to throw a nice little block because we had moms that demand action that were trying to march on the Capitol on the 20th, and that really took the wind out of their sails because we preemptively got there with a big size group. It was the first time that had been done in over a quarter of a century. So wow. Very proud of this last week.
Wonderful.
Good job.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You bet.
So, and you know, being up front, we owe stuff to Gunslingers and this show because you guys advertising, you know, some of the things that we do has led to chapters being developed. We've got two more chapters starting up in L.A. County where this show is heard. And all these little things come together and help. And now we've got a pretty good conduit going both upstream and downstream on politics and local actions. And we're responding quicker and faster and more forceful than we've ever been able to. And so everybody that's part of that team, which you guys are, we're very grateful for.
Happy to do it. In fact, absolutely. Jimmy was at a CRPA.
Yeah, the San Bernardino chapter. I was down there with the guys. Thank you for inviting me back again and reminding me that when it happens, Nate and Brian. Thank you guys so much. Actually, and Jen Horn from KRLA, the morning show. She did a bit with us, and it was really nice to have the community. It felt nice because we were all local guys, kind of speaking of the same thing.
Jeff keeps saying that's one of the things that needs to happen. We have to get off our duffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to hear about a march, a preemptive march especially.
and what was great was, you know, they had stereotypes in their mind, but all of our people, we didn't wear, you know, the dorky colored shirts that they wear all the time for everything in the Capitol. All our people came dressed very nicely, sat down with staff, sat down with everybody, and had great conversations. And it looks like we might have 3 or 4 pieces of legislation being developed as a result of that day. So,
wow,
that's great.
A round of that applause there. There we go.
Any news on any of the big stuff?
So here's what's gone on the Capitol. Finishes up this week. So they've been just trying to get bills where they could get them past finance, because any bill that had a big money angle to it had to be through so it can go down. And then what will happen in May is those bills will be examined by the budget office, and recommendations will be come out. I think a few of them, because they can't get their numbers correct, are not going to make it out of that process. There's several bills in suspense, which at this point doesn't mean a whole lot, but it just means that those bills have been like Senate Bill 2. I don't think it's going to stay in suspense, but sometimes when they go into suspense, they die for the year. So we've got a few bills like that, but we've also had some other bills lead us, which is great. And so right now where we sit is, probably won't know anything for about a week and a half of once the smoke clears. But this is one of the three big areas where bills die, disappear, or get rejuvenated. So we have to wait and kind of see.
Okay. And what is going on with the roster?
I'm laughing because that's got to be the universal question lately.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
yeah.
So here's my take, and so I'm not an attorney. I'm going to put a little disclaimer out there. But my take right now is, you know, the roster is actually the Bolin v. Bonta lawsuit. The attorney general kicked out of, and when I say kicked out, just said, hey, I'm not going to fight it. So the judge said, micro stamping is a joke. It went through. It was pretty much laughed at in SB 452. They're still trying to push it through. But, you know, since when do you create a bill for a technology that doesn't exist? And one of the points I really want to push to the public, it's a great talking point, and it's the one that I brought up, and nobody on the other side could answer it. I said, look, you know, the person that runs that, Sandra Wahib, said, well, when I go to San Diego and I go shooting, you know, I have two people there because they're afraid of suicides, and she's making all this stuff up. And I said, yeah, and where'd your casings go after you fired? And she's like, on the ground. Oh. And I said, so imagine a world where microstamping exists. I'm next to you. I pick up the casings. And then I go to a crime scene and I dump your casings.
Spring
now
a
you're
few.
Implicated.
Yep.
You better yet, go to a police range.
Oh. Yeah, and she was just like, and I'm like, and so are you going to tell me that people who are actually plotting things out aren't going to think of that?
Mm-hmm. Seriously, Rick, had that piss of logic escaped them up to that moment?
Yeah.
Logic in general escapes
I see
at
your
all
safety
times.
And I raise you logic. So there we go. That's what it is.
And so, you know, and then that got into a debate. Well, I don't think people are inherently that bad. And, you know, of course, a couple of the Republican senators at that point piped in and said, excuse me, we talk about bills and laws all day long about people who don't behave correctly.
That's what laws are.
You know, so I don't think that's going to make it off of the floor of either building. Remember, committees, they may pass in a vote, but that doesn't mean they're going to get off the floor. And then talking with a lot of the people that we did on the next day with the different volunteers, many of the people, including some Dems, they just don't have the stomach for that particular bill. They do for others, but... Mm. You know, that one's going to, I think, go the way of the dodo. And then, you know, if it goes down hard enough, that will kill that for at least the time being. Yeah. But, you know, the problem we have is, guys, there's some people in the industry, and there's, I'm trying to get the name of it, but there was one group that evidently reached out to some of the dams and moms of demand action said, hey, we'll make firing pins that are micro-stamped.
You micro-stamp everything, right?
And, you know, so there's always somebody looking to make a buck and doesn't care about the law, personal freedoms, or anything else
Absolutely.
Like that. And I think once we get that name, I'm hoping people will treat that organization the same way people have reacted to other major companies on different issues. So,
like a certain beer?
Yeah, I don't call it beer. So.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Hey, Rick.
I'm a Guinness guy.
Good man.
Yeah, out of it. Yeah. It's not beer.
All right, fair enough, Rick. We're coming up on a break.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to get a hold of you, donate your time, your money, join. How do they get a hold of you?
CRPA.org. If they have questions, contact at CRPA.org. And gentlemen, have a great week.
Thank you.
You too.
And hopefully we'll see you into this week. This is the Gunslinger Hour. Right. Take care. The Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA,
and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell out of rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Ready?
You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame?
Welcome back, everybody, to the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
Yeah. Dancer.
Radio Los Angeles.
Or that. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, again, this is the part where we open the phones up to you guys. You got questions about guns. You got questions about paperwork. You got questions about how come you can't get your gun from anywhere in particular. Give us a call at...
And that's going to be 866-870-5752.
Or if you just want to talk about anything in particular, firearms. You know, I was thinking today... usually we have some kind of a theme for the show.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah. Usually, yeah. About 4 p.m. on Sunday, I call Jimmy, got anything?
Yeah, I got something. I'll give you an hour. Yeah. Give me an hour.
I was thinking, because I was out shooting today, went to West End. West End is kind of open. They've, you know, they have two gates there, and one of them is this torrential flooding rapid river that's it's deep, let me tell you, because they closed that gate, so they opened the other one, and it's about 35-40 feet wide.
So you have your choice of deep or wide.
Yeah, and they've gone with wide, and it's only 12-14 inches deep at the worst, but you know, I went a little too fast, so I got water up both sides. Yeah,
so you got to play it.
I had a good time. What do you want from me?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so we went shooting today, and I was thinking, you know, the difference between, say, like a what's your favorite, steel gun or polymer?
Ooh,
I like that.
You know, yeah. I mean, I've gone shooting with Mark, and he really loves Glock.
I'm sorry, something got stuck in my heart.
Yeah.
No,
there's nothing wrong. Aside from the terrible controls, the improper grip angle, the dart gun trigger, the crappy plastic sights, if you're willing to put $1,000 into a Glock, you got a good gun.
You got investment.
And if you don't, they're still pretty damn good. I like Glocks.
You know, I know you do.
Yeah, I've got a Glock on right now, so there you go.
Which has a different trigger, a different slide, different controls, different sights.
Different barrel.
Have you had the grip?
Is it still a Glock technically,
right?
Now?
But by golly, it's a Glock.
It's a Glockish.
It's Glockish.
You've heard of a Glockenspiel?
This is Glockish.
Glockish. Anyway.
Somewhat Frankenstein.
Yes. Well, we welcome your calls on that. I'm going to come down hard on the
all
side
steel
of the non-Glock.
If you have your preference, give us a call, 866-870-5752. Yeah, about either or. What is your preference in, say, if you do more so, if you go down more so the cowboy action shooting? I know you're going to preference that, but maybe you can still carry and you like something a little different. What's your preference?
Of course, the SIG 365 is a polymer.
It's a polymer gun, and you know I love mine. However, I'd like to point out that it comes with good sights, a real barrel, a proper grip angle, a trigger that doesn't feel like a dart gun, and better controls. And for about the same price as a Glock. Oh, except for the fact that you can't get one
in California. California. Well, you can, but you have to go online and pay three times MSRP.
Which is why the roster's got to go.
All right, let's get to Forrest. I think he's in Long Beach. Is that what that means? They're not paying attention in there. Anyway, let's get to Forrest. Forrest, what can we do for you?
Oh, you were asking about BB guns.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to recommend the Daisy 499B.
Okay.
It's designed as a competition gun, even though it's a smooth bore and it shoots BBs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's designed for 5-meter competition.
Ooh.
It's got a front hooded aperture sight where you can change the apertures in the front sight,
mm-hmm.
And the rear sight is a aperture sight.
Oh, very cool.
It looks for all the world like the old Red Ryder thing, except you notice it's got like seriously quality sights.
Yeah,
is the bore rifle? Do you know if it's a competition rifle? It's got to be, doesn't it?
It's smooth bore. It's only like 240 feet per second, but it only runs around $165. I've used one when I taught BB guns at Cub Scout Day Camp,
mm-hmm.
And they're really accurate. And that was an old one, you know, that's seen a lot of use and abuse.
Oh, cool. I'm intrigued.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to lie.
It's a Daisy 499B.
B, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So, Richard, if you're still listening, he's probably asleep by now.
I recommend it. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to the CRPA local chapters. We go to the Long Beach chapter, and they have a lot of information, good fellowship. You meet a lot of good people.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Great to hear. Thanks for joining us.
So CRPA Long Beach, there you go.
Yeah, there's
a chapter going up all over the place.
All over. Rick just said, they opened up two more chapters in L.A. County. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they're all over the place, guys. Check yours out.
And we had a little bit to do with that. I mean, I know we've gotten them over 3,000 new members.
Yep.
So.
Spreading the word. That's what we do.
Okay. Forrest, thanks for the call, and we'll go check out your 499B.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Take care.
Hey, here's a bell ringer. You can find them on eBay.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, because they're not a firearm.
You know, as long as you're not selling, you know, you can get some things on eBay.
They don't tag everything, right?
Yeah. Well, they did on us for a long time.
Yeah, for a real long time. Well, another thing they were talking about, especially because we're on the Glock thing, Doug wanted to make sure he mentions that because of the roster, we only can get Glock
in third gen. Yeah.
So, we all know, and that's why, again, we come back to the point, we need to get rid of that roster.
Yeah, because let me tell you, I've got a couple of non-roster guns. I've got a 43X. I've got the 44, which is basically a Glock 19 in 22. And that thing is fun to shoot. Absolutely fun to shoot.
And I enjoy buying an American.
Well,
there we go.
And there is the irony, yes. Yeah. You can't buy an American-made Glock in California. No, you have to buy a foreign-made Glock because of that ridiculous roster.
Or you got to come to the auction and find one off roster and then go ahead and...
Yeah, and pay three times what it's worth and so on and so forth. You know, a gun came in to the shop yesterday. It's a Springfield... I think it's called a... A9, it looks for every bit of it, it looks like a CZ-75, but it's a Springfield. It's got that real small upper, you know, the slide.
The Petters type slide where the slide's inside the frame.
Yeah, very, kind of like very interesting gun. And you know, it came in on consignment, so of course it's got to sit for 30 days because California, you know. But that's a real interesting gun. I may end up checking that one out myself.
Is it... I'm intrigued by that. I really, really am. Is that polymer steel?
It's an all-steel gun.
Mm. Yeah, much like this.
Last question. Is this one made in Croatia?
You know, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've only heard of it, and I got a picture of it, but the picture would not, you know, wasn't good enough to be able to tell that part. But.
I guess because we have some – if you're looking to see us or anything, go check in on Facebook Live, the Gunslinger Hour radio show. We're taking questions and fielding comments from there too. On top of the point of synthetic versus something made of steel, carry semi-auto versus revolver. Like that's kind of a bouncing off point that John – you can blame John when you see him next – that he kind of popped that out into the comments. So
wait a minute. You mean he didn't say something about motorcycles? He will not leave me alone about trivia questions. What companies? Something about companies that made motorcycles and guns.
Enfield
and Enfield and Husqvarna.
And CZ, I believe, made them. John. Shush.
Drew Torres actually has another question. Can you buy off-roster handguns after the court ruling? I'm not sure the court ruling.
Well, the court ruling has been – we're waiting for the court ruling to be finished because what happened is they put a stay on it, and so we're still – you know, doing roster stuff.
Waiting for
it to go through the legal process.
Yeah. Hey, let's get to Mike in Santa Ana. Mike, what can we do for you?
Oh, hi, guys. My question is very simply, do you know of a great intro to the use of firearms class that meets Santa Monica, West LA area, that, and here's the kicker, that doesn't meet on the weekends? Because every place I called does classes, but they meet on the weekends, and I work.
Intro? And it's got to be Santa Monica?
Well, no, but just that area, West LA, Santa Monica, somewhere within striking range.
I do Wednesdays, but it's in Sylmar.
Have you tried? Is it LAX range? Is that the name?
LAX. Yeah, they got that's the ammo retailer.
Yeah, yeah, they do ammo, and I believe they have a range there also. Have you tried them?
I don't know. I just made a list of. I just went down a list and called a bunch of places, and every place was had classes. You know, on the weekends.
Yeah,
I understand.
It's because people work. Maybe if you got enough people together that wanted to do it during the week, maybe you could get somebody to.
Well, we're putting the feelers out right now.
This is an opportunity for people listening to the show.
If you have any if you want to put something in the comments, and I'll go ahead and look it up, and we can keep an eye out for it, and you can check in there, too.
Another thing you could try is, believe it or not, the CRPA, I believe, has a lot of that info also. I was going to say ammo. It's a lot of that ammo, too. But I would try them, info at CRPA.org.
Yep, and they have a lot of links already available there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks, guys.
Well, yeah, somebody's saying Oak Tree Gun Club, but he said somewhere near Santa Monica. That is about as far away from Santa Monica as you might as well go to West End.
405.
Yeah.
Abandon hope.
Ever.
Oh, Rick Williams also put check Bass Pro for night classes, so maybe you have the opportunity for night classes.
But is there a Bass Pro in Santa Monica? Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think
so. Okay, anyway, Mike, that's the best we can do for you for now, okay?
And good on you for seeking training.
Good
man.
Idea.
Okay, very good. Take
Thanks,
care.
Guys.
Uh-huh, you bet.
Like to hear a responsible gun owner.
And that opens up a line at?
That's going
to
be 866-870-5752.
So anyway, Glocks, not Glocks, but just polymer guns in general versus steel guns. You know, I do love 1911s, and here I'm even going to go even more out on a limb and say I like 1911s more in 9mm than they do in .45.
What?
Doesn't surprise me, though. Like, really, like, caliber-wise, you want to be comfortable shooting what you shoot. Mm-hmm. And with something that dense, that heavy, that big of a machine and that productive of a machine, sometimes you want to shoot it for a little longer than 20 minutes.
Well, here's the rest of the thing. If I'm carrying around a 39.5-ounce 1911 as opposed to an 18 or a 20-ounce polymer frame gun, you know what they say, ounces in the morning become pounds in the evening.
You bet.
Absolutely.
You bet. And I wore a 1911 for a long time as one of my CCW guns. And I got really – my hip would start to get –
I was
going to
say, I know that.
It's, your sciatica is going to start acting up.
Constantly, you know, hiking your pants
out.
Brown
belts that put some of the weight across your shoulder. It's a heavy – heavy package. Yeah, no argument there. Okay, let's split the difference.
Mm.
Have you tried the Springfield EMP?
I own two.
Do you have the 3-inch or the 4-inch barrel?
Three. I don't know that the 4-inch.
The 4-inch is not California legal, but neither is the 365 that you sport.
Well, fair enough. I have not been lucky enough to have one of those come in so I could buy it from somebody yet.
Got it, because that's a real good sweet spot gun, because like about 12 ounces off the weight, you got your 9mm, your metal frame, that sweet single action trigger, and those very familiar controls.
Really, really, really quick. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so a friend of mine, I go to an indoor range called Magnum Range down in Corona. I go with an old friend, Mark Mitsueda, longtime friend, and he just got his brand new EMP and he can't wait to show it to me. So he's shooting it and he goes, you want to try it? Sure. He loads me up a mag. I put first shot, dead nuts, absolute perfect center, hand it back to him, go, nice gun.
Thanks.
He goes, you want to buy it, jerk?
I retire undefeated.
Yeah, this is the Gunslinger Hour right here on K.
RLA.
And we'll be back right after this. Uh-huh.
You know, today destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Yeah, I've done that song 7-8 million times, I believe, over the
counting.
Years.
As long as we keep putting on here, you can continue to do them.
Yeah, boy. Welcome back to the Gunslinger Hour right here on K.
RLA.
And we're in our last segment already.
Already.
Man alive.
Good topic, though.
Really quick, while me and Scott, you guys both know Scott.
Yeah.
Okay, we went shooting today up at West End, as mentioned earlier, and I shot my Glock because I did a couple of little changes to it. But we were shooting. We had to go because they had Nipsic matched there. So there was only one regular range open, and the berm in the back was – we put it on a little measure deal – was 50 yards. So we throw clay birds out on the thing and, you know, and, of course, at 50 yards, that's not easy with a pistol.
Yeah.
Except I have an 8-inch Smith Model 41 with the comp barrel, at, you know, comped at the end. We threw out about 35 clay birds, you know, and Scott hit some, but I got most of them. and you know, at that distance, you could barely see them little buggers.
Oh, yeah, they're barely sticking out.
And I probably got about 25 of them. So, you know, I call that gun Old Reliable.
Yeah. Old Reliable. Trusty. Old Trusty.
And so when anybody ever asks me, what's your favorite gun, that's it. Well, you know, some of the things I did, I put a golf tee out one time just for the heck of it. We had a ton of guys there shooting. We were up at West End again, and we were on the Top Gun shooting range. And I didn't think anybody was paying attention. Back when I used to golf, I always have a tee in my pocket. Yeah. So I put it in the ground. Didn't think anybody was paying attention. Walked back, loaded it up. We called, line hot, blah, blah, blah. And first shot disappeared.
Oh.
You could. Mark was at this one too. Like nine guys. Oh, come on! I didn't know anybody was paying any attention to me, and I got that thing on the first shot. And my second favorite shot with that gun is we would put some water bottles out at a good distance, right? And you hit the water bottle. And watch this. I'm going to knock the top off of that water bottle, and I did. I unscrewed the damn thing.
Oh.
I hit it twice. First time spun it about halfway. Second time spun it completely off.
Phew.
So, that gun is just made for shooting.
That is it's a magic wand. That's all it is.
It really is. So Smith & Wesson, bravo, because you made one heck of a firearm.
You did it again.
Model 41. I couldn't even tell you how many. I've seven or eight of them. Every time one comes up in the auction, I always try and
they're all good shoes.
Yeah, absolutely love it. So, and speaking of auction,
hey.
May 28th is almost here. Our catalog, go to gunslingerauctions.com, bid now, click on the bid now button.
It's already started, folks.
And yeah, we're already well into it, mm-hmm. and we're still over a month away. Yeah, catalog is up.
And you're having a lot of guns this time. This is not the 500.
No. We're 700 and some odd. I don't know exactly. And we've got some paintings. We've got a whole bunch of real interesting stuff in this auction, so make sure you're there.
Yes.
A few changes for this auction. We all have always started at noon. We're not going to start at noon this time. We're going to start at 9.
It's going to go a little early.
We're going to start at 9 because we have to be out by 4 because the hall is
booked for the weekend.
Yeah, booked for the weekend. They were gracious enough to give us the morning, so we got to be out of there.
So you got more guns in less time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get her done.
But we are changing a few other things about it.
Yeah, we are not going to be bringing the firearms. If you want to see anything, you can come into the Orange Store. Every single gun in that catalog is there. You can pick it up, play with it,
you
do whatever you want.
You have a month to check it out.
Except load it and shoot it.
Yeah. You have a month to check it out before they go on auction.
Even better, the store will be open that Sunday. So we're only 10 minutes away at the Elks Lodge.
You could start the registration.
You can buy it at the Elks Lodge, pay for it. You can take your receipt right over to Gunslinger Auctions in the city of Orange and start your paperwork there. Or if it's a pre-98, you can pick it up that day.
Start your 10 days or pick up your pre-98. I mean, much easier can you make it?
Get the meter running.
Absolutely.
You are streamlining the procedure, I must say,
Jeff. And, man, we are kicking ass. Can I say that, RJ?
Derriere is being booted.
Regardless, we are half full for October already.
Guys.
So if you want, and I'm expecting somewhere between 100 and 250 guns next week. So we're going to be even more so. As stated, this week I picked up 100 guns. We picked up a huge collection the week before.
Yeah, right before that.
Somebody came in on Thursday, said they had 70, so they're going to get that. Yesterday, I went shooting. I went to Cajon, shot a match, then drove to Orange, then drove to Anaheim, picked up a gun collection, then drove back to Orange, dropped off the guns, dropped off the van, then drove up to Glendora and had to deal with a whole bunch of stuff up there. And then I got to go home.
Forget
and
the diet. That's where the weight loss is coming from.
Yeah, no, I don't diet. I don't exercise.
Perpetual
I just
motion,
stress. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Our friend Brent is on line one. Let's get to Brent. Brent, how are you? And yes, I see what it is you're calling about. Go ahead.
Hello, you gun-schleppin' sandstorm sprinter gypsy.
Hey!
Thank you very much.
He listens intently. I love it.
Yeah. Well, with bated breath, I'm now looking forward to attending Alec Baldwin's on-again epic Western Rust.
Oh, right.
Can you believe that?
Here it comes.
Well, yes. Anybody that pays any attention, anybody that's on the left is no longer
culpable for their actions.
Yeah. They kick out a couple of bucks and off they go.
I'm sorry.
Well, Alec proves the Hollywood dictum. There is no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah.
Yep.
And not only was he cleared of allegedly unintentional woman slaughter, but the cinematographer's husband still wants to be on board with being part of the production.
Wow.
I think it's time we start outlawing assault actors.
Wow.
Yeah, I would agree
That's
with
pretty
you.
Sleazy.
I mean, do these people know no bounds?
Yeah.
That's just pathetic.
And especially to still back up the and whole production of this.
And it's a D movie to begin with. I mean, what kind of movie does he get into?
They
anyway?
Were into it for several hundred dollars. See?
Oh, well, yeah. And, you know, I mean, Alec Baldwin, who will literally appear at the opening of a garage door at this point. and
we used to say straight to DVD or straight to video, and now yeah. it's streaming in the garbage.
Yeah, at where it should be.
Yeah, I mean, his company needs to be called Hypocrisy Productions.
Oh, right. Geez.
It seems my hypocrisy knows no bounds.
No bounds. Quoting the Great Western.
Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah. You remember that movie Kingpin?
I love that movie.
Right. You remember when?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you got to go watch it. Bill Murray plays Big Earn McCracken, I think. Right. And he wins this $1 million bowling match, and he screams at the top of his lungs, "I can do anything I want now! I've got enough money that I can do anything I want!" And here is proof in the pudding.
Yeah, right? I've become larger than you now.
Yeah.
It's sort of what could possibly go wrong here? I'll see how Hollywood responds to his opening.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, a couple of years ago, 99% of America had no idea what quid pro quo meant. But then they stuck it on Trump. Yet they have video of Biden admitting to doing exactly what they accused Trump of doing. Yet they tried to acquit him and impeach him. But what have they done to Biden, who actually admits it on tape?
You pick your heroes and your villains, and they've done theirs.
Well, yeah, we are living in upside down world.
Bizarre
land, the Negaverse.
Yeah. Thank God we don't talk about politics on this show.
Well, yeah, every once in a blue moon,
it won't leave you alone.
No,
I was just talking movies.
Movies.
Well, you know, the Western is truly the absolute American art.
Yep.
You know. I know that Sergio Leone and such with the spaghetti westerns, but come on, those things are terrible. I'm sorry,
and especially because
they suck.
It's a glimpse and a kind of a hold steadfast of the time and the era of a growing America. And like, it's a piece of our history, really. It's ingrained in all of us Americans.
Yep,
and which all of us. Listening to this probably are, correct?
I would think so.
So, yeah, it's something special about it. I mean, for it to be tainted by something so low and so egregious, it kind of taints the whole genre almost. Well, can't excuse it.
Yeah, the backstory has certainly superseded whatever the plot line may have been of the film.
I mean, look, they're going to have to bring back Kathy Griffin. If he
did
nothing.
Could you imagine if she came out with a picture holding? Well, he has no hair on his head, so I don't know what she'd have to hold him by the ears. I guess
an extra chin.
Well, you know those plugs—they come out easy. So, anyway, Brent, thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Could you imagine holding by the ears, shaking him around?
I don't think she's strong enough to hold that big head.
No. Well, there's nothing in it, so, you know, at least
not a lot
that.
Of weight there, but no. It's a big head.
But I love Kingpin.
I do, too.
I love that movie.
You must have a wide foot, because you got them both.
Oh, classic.
Anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, go watch the movie. It's a great
movie. Go watch Kingpin. Woody Harrelson at his finest.
Well, anyway, we're almost out of time. If you guys want to get a hold of me, you can go to gunslingerauctions.com or gunslingerauctions@yahoo.com if you need to send me an email. Or you can reach me at Glendora on Mondays at 626-914-7010 or at Orange Tuesday through Saturday at 714-939-1172. All those numbers are at gunslingerauctions.com. Gunslingerauctions.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Want to thank everybody for being here.
Yeah.
Ryan, RJ, Kevin, Ozzie. Guys over here.
Ozzy. Yeah,
Ozzy, Jimmy, Mark, whoever the hell I am.
Thank you, Jeff. The gunslinger.
Oh, yeah. I'm the gunslinger. Anyway, we'll see you guys same time, same bat channel next week, Sunday night. We'll see you then. Goodbye.
All right, guys. Love you guys. Bye. Be safe.
Thank you.
Again.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.